Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Titans rookie running back Tajay Spears as he's signing some footballs for the fans. Tajay, appreciate you for joining us. It's finally a game week, and I say that. I haven't even been the one in the field or the one in the weight room, the one in the film room. How does it feel for you guys to be finally preparing for an opponent that's not in the two-tone blue?
It feels good. First of all, thank you for having me, but it definitely feels good. A lot of hard work went into it, so just taking it one day at a time.
How's the adjustment been for you? Obviously, going from Tulane, now being drafted by the Tennessee Titans, maybe a little bit faster. How's that adjustment been for you from the college to the pros?
It's been cool. It's been rough at times, but like I said, just taking it one day at a time. I'm kind of catching on, but honestly, it's been a little rough.
What's been the biggest or maybe toughest adjustment for you?
I guess the setting. You gotta learn different people, and also you gotta go play in a different setting. So I was at Tulane for 4 years. A big adjustment from Tulane to here. So, but I'm catching on. He got great people here. So, you know, I'm got it within time.
Who has been maybe one guy or a group of guys that have helped you come along, whether in your rookie class or veterans?
Our rookie class, I feel like we are very close. We lift each other up, very encouraging words, and also we do stuff together whenever we have free time. So just the rookies, we all, you know, we gonna stick together no matter what. I was just out with my me and Shaquille Brown. We was bowling. We had a good time Saturday. So just things like that just keep us going. And you know, whenever we talk about hard times, we just, you know, we gonna be straight. You know?
Is that something that Tajay that you need, because you know in college, you know, it's practice, it's games, it's school, but then y'all always find time to hang out with one another. So it's a little bit easier to do it when you're in college. Is that something that is, you believe that is critical for you, that bond that you build, not just with the rookie guys, but you talked about the rookie guys, but with the veterans as well?
Yeah, that's a very, you know, that's important right there, the bond that you build over time. Because that's what's going to keep things together, like, when things get rough. Mm-hmm. So everything ain't going to be peaches and cream when you're dealing with football, no matter if it's practicing games, you know, critical situations. That's what's going to keep everything together, like the bonds that you built. So that's very important.
Now, was it everything that you expected it to be, or has it been thus far everything you expected it to be, meaning practice, you know, walking in this building, interacting with different guys, you know, plays, everything else? So is it what you expected or more?
Yeah, like I said, when I came for my visit, they was great people. They still great people, so ain't nothing changed right there. But you got to work hard wherever you go. So it was the same. I know I'm had to put in hard work in. So it's a little different. It's a little different for sure. But I really wasn't thinking too far ahead. I was just like grounded, because I still had so much to prove after the USC game, from like the pre-draft process and, you know, just getting drafted. I still had so much to prove. Then the rumors came out about, you know, my leg, and you know, that put me behind the eight ball again. So I still had so much to prove. So I was just taking one day at a time. It's definitely a blessing to be here. Now I'm just forecasting back on all that stuff.
Well, you mentioned your leg, because that was a big topic of conversation right around draft time. What was a rumor? What was true? And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. They was trying to say like something was wrong with my leg, but I don't really know. But I said to the media like one time, like I'm healthy. I'm perfectly fine. Like, you know, any football player got bumps and bruises from practice, fall camp. So you know, I'm perfectly fine. Like I said, I'm blessed to be here.
Now, was that a surprise to you? Because, you know, you finish out the season, you're healthy, and you're thinking like, okay, let me get prepared. My physical, I feel great. You know, you go into the physical at the combine, and all of a sudden you hear this. It's like, what?
See, like, anybody that's been following me, or, you know, they've been a fan of mine, that was as much a surprise to me as it was to them. Because I was like, what are you saying? I'm like, this can't be real. Like, I didn't play what? But I just played like 14 games, and you trying to tell me I don't have an ACL? I'm like, this can't be real. So like, it definitely, you know, it definitely took me by surprise, and I was definitely just like, dang.
Now, are you figuring out what have the coaches told you your role is going to be, and based upon what they've told you, have you sort of morphed into that role and but still trying to figure out some other things as well?
Of course, like when you got like a when you got like a back like Derrick Henry, that you know he can do a lot, and also he can adjust to do a lot too. So you got to fit in where you fit in at. Also, whenever you get your opportunity, you just got to knock it out the park. And I'm just, me personally, like, we haven't, like, got that far to talking about it. But just really, like, how they, like, it seems just like, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield, being that versatile guy that can do it all, you know, run the ball between the tackles, run outside the tackles, catch the ball, block, you know. I'm putting a big emphasis on blocking right now because, you know, a lot of people think I can't block.
Now, because of where the running back is right now, and I'm sure you've heard what has been going on with the running back position right now and people devaluing the running back position, was it a thing for you to be versatile as you were playing, you know, little league or high school football? And obviously when you go into college, you were more versatile back. But was it one of those key things for you to be a versatile back?
Growing up.
And what backs did you look at to try to model your game after?
See, I really Reggie Bush. That was my all-time favorite for real. But just growing up, I was just straight running back. Like I got to high school, that's when my coach started putting me out in the slot and started running routes and catching the ball out the backfield. Like I played like, you know, half slot and half running back in high school. But, just put an emphasis on it, like, my senior year of college, like, just different matchups, catching the ball out of the backfield, stuff like that. But just really just been playing straight running back. You know, they saying running back's getting devalued, but to be honest, like, my take on that is just really, like, I just got to get my foot in the dough, then I can voice my opinion.
Exactly.
Tajay Spears, Titans running back, is with us. Mentioned, you know, people say you can't block. People talking about your knee throughout the entire draft process. Do those kind of things make you feel like you have something to prove going into this season?
You know, a lot of people gonna say a lot of things about you, but it's like, you know, you're just not like, you know, and sooner or later, if you like taking all those things, you're gonna start believing those things. So. What my biggest thing is just like, you know, I ain't trying to prove nobody wrong, but I'm just trying to prove myself right, you know, because I got here from working hard as I could, so that's gonna be my way to stay here, working hard as I could. So just focus on what I can control, and you know, just it's gonna be what it's gonna be at the end of the day.
Tajay Spears is with us. I've seen you work with all three quarterbacks. Worked with Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis, and Will Levis. What have you picked up on the three of them, as you know, as Malik and Will Levis are still kind of learning, Tannehill as the veteran? What have you picked up, the tendencies or the things that you like about those three quarterbacks?
Well, they definitely are three great people. Of course, like, everybody gonna be different. They three different styles of quarterbacks. But working with all three of them, it's been a pleasure. And I feel like, you know, I ain't going to knock down one of them. I feel like I like working with all three of them, though. But, I like working with all three of them.
But you want to work with Ryan Tannehill because he's a starter, which means you're going to be in the game a lot.
Yeah. You know, I definitely want a lot of playing time this year.
So I'm sure you're from Louisiana, but is this be your first NFL game? It won't be the first regular season game, but your first NFL game. You got family that will make the travel from Louisiana to Chicago?
Yeah, I think my dad, my mom, my stepmom, and probably you and my brothers, but I know for sure my dad and my stepmom. And I'm going to try to I know for sure my dad, my stepmom, and my mom for sure.
Okay.
But also, like, we played my boy over the so we're going to Chicago. So Darnell Mooney over there and Macon Clark.
Okay.
You know,
I like Darnell Mooney. I coached him a little bit when he came out. So I'm really high on Mooney.
Yeah, so Mooney over there, you know, he been over there for what, about?
Yeah, it's been three years now. Yeah.
Yeah. Three years. And Macon Clark, he just came over there. He just got picked up from the draft over there.
Okay. So you look forward to playing against those two guys, former teammates.
Yeah, man. Me and Macon going to be throwing it up.
Also back in New Orleans for first game of the year.
No, that's going to be crazy.
When the Titans drafted you, I have a bunch of friends who cover, you know, Tulane, cover the Saints in New Orleans. They texted me. They were like, you have no idea how jealous we are that Tajay is in Nashville. I know a whole lot of Saints fans were sad that they lost you to the Tennessee Titans. But Tajay, appreciate you for joining us. Best of luck with the rest of camp. Good luck Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Yep. Thanks, TJ. Again, Titans running back Tajay Spears will take it to Mike Vrabel at the podium coming up next. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.